You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hey! Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Likes, South Coast Edition. It is your host, Amy Gerard, and I am here with Big B.
Good afternoon, listeners.
I know how much you all love hearing from him, and I am going to be wrapping this podcast up for the year just so that we can have a break and take the pressure off recording every week. Beyond the Chaos, I should mention, will be still running over the Christmas period. There'll be a podcast that comes out every fortnight with Jen and I. So Beyond the Likes will just be having, you know, a little 3-4 week break. I'll be back in the new year with lots of exciting guests. But for my second last podcast of the year, I thought, why not get my dad on, seeing as though we have just spent a really, really lovely weekend down the South Coast, and who better to get on for the second last potty than you?
Yeah, thank you very much. No. And this is the last day for me to be talking to you before you go back to Sydney,
that's right.
Sydney town. The weather's been quite nice indeed. And today's lovely, and we've just got back, Mum and I, from a nice little swim down there on one of the beaches.
So I think all of the listeners would love to know, how are you settling in down here on the South Coast?
Settling in very nicely. It's quite easy because we've known the area for many, many, many decades.
Yep.
And so it was basically the next stage of our life.
So, so just for a bit of background, obviously Mum and Dad had the house that I now own, and it's rather large, 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 2 stories and a big backyard with a pool. And what's this
well,
house?
Well, this place is about one-fifth of what the old place is. So it was a little bit of a shock when we first got here. Yeah, we knew what we were buying. But now, look, it's just right for Mum and I. It's the old saying, we have really downsized.
Yes.
And we're still coming to terms with lack of storage facilities, where to put things. So if we can't find somewhere to put things, we pass them over to the charity shops, some bennies and whatnot. And marvellous, this kind of Facebook to
marketplace and stuff,
whatever. So we've given a lot of stuff away. You just put it out there and people come along and say, thanks.
So I always knew that Mum, obviously coming from the UK, I think she's always had a bit of a thing for like pokey little cottages and like the cobblestone. Yes. I mean, you're not going to get that down here. It's a bit more coastal. But this house, as soon as I came down, the very first time I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, that has Mum's name all over it.
Yes, it's very Dad's. Very much Mum.
Dad's name, I'm not sure. And I think because you are used to quite a grand area and large spaces, this is, it is so quaint, and it is very, it's like a little beachside cottage. It's not in the hillside or the country. It's 1 street back from the beach.
Well, 2 streets back. A few hundred metres to walk, and you're down there on the sand, and that's lovely. It's an easy walk.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm missing from this place is my garage.
Yes, you don't have a garage, do you?
A bloke needs a garage, a double garage.
Are you?
I've got a carport, and look, it's okay, somewhere to put your car, but nowhere else to put all the, you know, your golf clubs, your lawnmower, your all those things that a guy puts in the garage.
Were you ever going to buy this and knock it down and rebuild?
Well, no. When we first came down here, we were looking at homes already, like a big-ish home.
Yep.
Established up, say, for 5 or 10 years, or an absolute knockdown that you would have to knock it down. But this is right in the middle.
It's, yeah.
As you said just previously, we saw it, Mum fell in love with it, and so have I. But it is sport.
Are you just saying that?
No. It is lovely. It's lovely.
Dad's got a nervous twitch when he says that out loud. No, you definitely need to renovate the bathrooms.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so the bathrooms, you got your old school, you know, when you have to, like, step into the bath?
Well, the bathrooms, the bathrooms are 50 years old.
And they're no good for your knees.
No.
I feel a bit
you've got to put, well, we've already put
those the slip mats
in the bath. Come shower, and the other one, the hob. Well, yeah, it's a foot high to get out of the hob, but we'll cope until we get
some small renovations done. And they, I mean, I don't know if this is intentional, but they've miraculously found somewhere that is only really two bedrooms, so that none of us can stay with them.
Perfect.
So now every time we come down the South Coast, we have to rent an Airbnb, which is what we did this weekend, and it was absolutely fantastic. It was pretty much one street parallel from where you are. And I think, well, look, I think that as Ben, Tom and I and all our families expand and whatnot, that there's no way, even if you were to get you wouldn't get a five-bedroom place because that defeats the whole point of downsizing.
Yes.
But even if you were to get a four-bedroom place, it's still not really big enough
to accommodate everyone.
To accommodate all of us and all the kids. And so very clever what they've done. So they've made it. They've made a really cute little move down the South Coast so we can visit as long as we're staying in our own.
One family at a time, because if you and Ryan and the three kids, or Tom and Joss and the three kids, and Ben and Jen and whatnot, one at a time.
Well, the third bedroom, I don't know if I'd call that even a bedroom, would you?
Well, it's for the grandkids,
It's
perfect for the grandkids.
Bunk beds and then one kid has to sleep on the floor.
That's right.
I mean, we make it work, right?
Of course you do.
But you know what? When we were coming down, we've obviously been coming down here holidaying because my nan lives here.
Just around the corner
for as long as I've known. And I remember as a kid coming down here and I never remember it being busy. And then I think in the last, I'd say, 10, 12 years?
Yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, taken off.
Absolutely become this super, super popular place to holiday. And it kind of ticks all the boxes. You know, it's coastal. It's two and a half hours from Sydney. It's got all the cute little places, loads of restaurants. You've got the fun fair. Like, we just did putt-putt today. Loads of beautiful beaches right near the national park. I sound like South Coast tourism now.
It certainly does. Yeah.
So I can understand why Mum and Dad moved down here.
Well, look, Mum and my folks, your grandparents, have been down here for, the best part of, 50 years. And so you've spent most of your holidays as a youngster growing up here on the beaches.
Yeah.
So now the same's going to be for your kids.
Yes.
And hopefully. And it's just lovely. And it's a nice little village. It's full of good people.
Yes.
There's a little golf course at the top of the hill.
Yep.
And the beer's cold. Yeah. And life is good.
It is very nice and peaceful. Although, what's it like in winter?
No, look, being so close to the coast, you get the maritime influence, so you don't get the cold as you venture inland. As soon as you leave the water, it gets a bit cooler. But no, you don't have cold winters down here. Some people might think so, but a cold winter's day might be 16 degrees. Well, that's
you
not,
love a winter's yeah,
well,
day anyway.
I like a winter's day too. And I like the four seasons.
The more I think about it now, Mum and Dad just came up and stayed with me. Actually, the last podcast I did was with Mum, and I recorded it 2 weeks ago. And I actually think that if you had not sold that house to us, you would be
probably still
up Sheet Creek without a ladder.
Well,
they love to come up, just pop in and say hi and then crash for a few nights so they can go out and visit their friends and Mum can do her secret women's business dinner. So what I'm realising now is that we've become a halfway house. It's like, and I feel like I'm the parent now and Mum and Dad are the teenagers who just turn up, have something to eat and then disappear again. Always out drinking, visiting.
No, it's lovely. It has worked out well that way.
It has worked out well. And I think it's really, I mean, imagine if you'd sold that to, I don't know.
Bill Brown.
Bill Brown from
wherever.
You would never be able to visit again.
No, we would, but it would
You would just turn up, wouldn't you?
Well, it would be a little bit difficult. And but we hopefully would be able to stay a night or two at wherever you and Ryan were living with the kids.
Yep.
Tom, Joss, Ben and Jen. That's what millions of families have to do. It's just a little bit of luck that we sold to you and Ryan, and we've still got
a little room,
a little bedroom there that we can put our suitcase under the under the bed.
Yeah. And when we renovate, I might not even touch that room, so I might just leave it, and I'll renovate the whole internals of the house, but I'll just leave that little room looking a bit like Victorian country with your floral curtains, so you can come back and it feels a bit like
1930s.
It can feel a little bit like your old home. I'll just I'll just keep the door shut.
Whatever you do to the place, it will be okay. It's your place now.
Well, I definitely feel like we do need to renovate it, and I definitely feel like it does need to feel a little bit more like ours, because I think until we do that, it's always going to feel like your house.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're going to start renos in February.
In February.
Yeah, in February. So that's not too far away. I just wanted to say as well, this year will be the first time we do not spend Christmas together.
No, Sal and I are going to spend it with my mum just around the corner here, and my other couple of brothers and sister who are all around this area.
Mm.
And we will venture up back up to the old Shire sometime.
To your Victorian room?
Sometime on Boxing Day. Yeah, and then hopefully if we have a few good days up there with you and the kids, it'll be lovely. Yep.
I think it's always interesting because it's interesting to hear from like what other people do with their families. Like, do they try and do both sides of the families on Christmas Day? Do they try and split it up over a couple of days? We have always, of Ryan's family's separated, so we've got like essentially two sets of families on his side, and then you guys, and we've always tried to do two families on Christmas Day and then another on Boxing Day, and it just feels chaotic.
It can be, but as long as everyone is sensible and works together for the kids, for the benefit of the kids, because Christmas is so important for the little kids.
Isn't it? You know what's so funny? I used to love Christmas so much as a little kid. It was so exciting and so magical. And then you become an adult and you're like, wow, it's so hectic.
But still find the good side of Christmas. Always find the good side of everything. And yes, Christmas can be hectic, and you hear about it in the media and the papers and TV and the radio. But always try and find the good side of Christmas and what it's all about. It's a lovely time for kids and cousins to get together too.
Yes, look, you used to do all the shopping, didn't you?
Yeah, the food shopping.
Even do that?
Yeah, the food shopping.
Did he do the food shopping, Mom?
Yes.
For Christmas?
I would get the prawns.
Salmon. And the beer.
And the beer and the wine.
I think it's just, doing all the... And obviously I have to do all the Christmas shopping for Ryan's side of the family as well. So it's like... And it's just a lot of shopping and spending of money and then wrapping of presents and then trying to juggle all the different commitments and... Yeah. I don't know. It's good. It's great. It's just very different to how I remember. I would like to be a child again.
Well, unfortunately, so would I. I'd like to wind back about 20, 30 years.
Yeah, really? Gets you to 40.
Back to 40.
I would like to be 25 again.
Yeah. 40 again with two good knees.
You might have to get a new knee for Christmas.
Well, who's...
Who knows? Have you got any special wishes?
No Christmas wishes except good health. Good health and a happy family.
I feel like happy
extended family. That's the best. When you get to our age, the best Christmas present is having a happy extended family. It really is. You don't need too many things apart from company. It really is. I'm a happy a happy poppy.
Well, I'm sure Christmas Day will be lovely with your mum.
Yes, it will be.
And then I'm sure it'll be less hectic for us as well. We're going to go and see Ryan's family side, Ryan's mum and his brother and that lot over at their place.
Yeah, which will be lovely.
Which will be nice. And then we can do Boxing Day at ours.
Yes.
And just have everyone around ours, and hopefully the weather's nice, you know, and Ben and Tom and all the kids, and we'll have it at ours, and we'll have probably just seafood.
Yeah, why not? That's always a good option. Saves putting on the old
barbecue.
Well, and also the stove, yeah, cooking up turkeys and whatnot, having a hot kitchen, especially if it turns out to be a hot summer's day.
Which it's meant to, right?
Oh, I haven't seen the forecast yet.
Are you going to be okay?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
As long as there is aircon?
Yeah, yeah.
Will you put the aircon on?
Oh, I'll ask you. It's your home.
We always use the aircon. That's what it's there for.
Exactly.
I'm only saying this because Big B never used to let us turn the aircon on.
Oh, well. You got to look after your coins.
I was waiting for you to say, look after your pennies, and the pounds will look after themselves.
Mabel?
Who's Mabel?
I don't know. I just made it up.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me on this very impromptu South Coast Edition podcast for Beyond the Likes. Yeah. Would you like to leave any parting words for the community of wonderful listeners?
Well, I just wish you all a happy Christmas, good health, and happy kids, happy family, and that's about it. Look after yourselves over the Christmas and New Year period, and when you all have to get back on the grindstone and back to work, enjoy that as well.
Oh, no one enjoys that.
Oh, well, some people do.
Okay.
You are lucky if your job is something that you really enjoy. But take care, everyone, and I hope you enjoy listening to my daughter gabble on.
And gabble on is exactly what I do. Yeah,
but that's all right. That's all right.
Yep.
But take care, and all the best for 2024.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening, and I'll chat with you next week with a little sign-off episode right before Christmas. All right. Love you lots. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.